早安。
So glad to be back on our Sunday church.
很高兴回到大家当中。
We're going to continue with the book of Romans.
我们今天要继续的来分享罗马书。
Before that, let us pray.
我们先来一起祷告。
O Sovereign God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
哦，全能的神啊，你是万王之王，万主之主。
You who alone has immortality, who dwells in an unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see.
你是那独一不朽的神，是那住在人所不能靠近的光中，没有人见过，也没有人能看见的上帝。
We now come to you.
我们今天来到你的面前。
The only reason we can come to you is because of what the Lord Jesus has made it possible for us through the cross.
我们之所以能够来到你的面前，完全是因为主耶稣在十字架上所成就的救恩。
We bow our hearts this morning in awe of so great a love you have for us.
今天早上，我们的心向你俯伏敬拜，谢谢你对我们如此的大爱。
In awe of so great a salvation we have received.
我们得到的救恩是何等的伟大。
We love you, God, and we love your word.
神啊，我们爱你，我们也爱慕你的话。
Open our hearts and mind this morning.
求你打开我们的心和头脑。
Give us attentive hearts to hear your word.
让我们专心听你的话。
Give me and Lucy the power from your spirit so that we can speak with clarity.
求你赐给我和 Lucy 姊妹从你而来的灵，好让我们能够说得清楚。
We plead this in Christ's most holy name.
我们如此祷告，是奉基督神圣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So we have come now to Romans chapter 15.
今天我们来到了罗马书第十五章。
So we're going to read from verses 1 to 13. So let us read together.
我们要从第一节读到第十三节，请我们大家一起来读。故的人应当担待不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。我们个人务要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。但愿赐忍耐安慰的神叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣，一心一口荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，是荣耀归于神。我说基督是为神真理做了受割礼之人的执事，要证实所应许列祖的话，并叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀神。如经上所记，因此我要在外邦中称赞他，歌颂他的名。又说你们外邦人当与主的百姓一同欢乐。又说外邦啊，你们当赞美主，万民啊，你们都当颂赞他。又有以赛亚说，将来有耶西的根，就是那兴起来要治理外邦的，外邦人要仰望他。但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
So today we have come to chapter 15 again of the book of Romans.
今天我们讲的是罗马书第十五章。
When you see this segment we are dealing today, you see that this part of chapter 15 is a continuation from the chapter 14.
当我们读十五章开头这一段经文的时候，我们可以看出来，十五章呢是十四章的延续。
In chapter 14, Paul addresses an issue in the church in Rome.
在第十四章中保罗讲到了罗马教会的问题。
They were believers in the church in Rome who had disagreement one with another.
在当时罗马的教会当中呢，信徒之间存在着分歧。
Let me take a detour here.
啊，我们先来问大家一个问题哈。
Do you know what a church is?
什么是教会呢？
A local church is a gathering of people just like we are today here.
啊，我们说的教会哈，当地的教会其实就是一群人的聚集，就像我们今天一样。
So the church is made up of sinners who have been saved by the grace of our Lord.
教会是由罪人组成的，我们是一群蒙了主恩典的罪人。
So what happened when you put sinners together?
当一群罪人聚在一起的时候，会发生什么事呢？
One thing is for certain, there will always be conflicts in the church.
有一点是肯定的，就是教会当中一定会有冲突。
So in Mandarin Church too, we are not exempt from conflicts.
在我们教会也是这样子，我们中间的冲突也是不可避免的。
So this morning, the Bible tells us what Christians must do when they have conflicts.
当基督徒有冲突的时候，那么圣经是怎么样教导我们？我们该怎么做呢？
So this morning the Bible tells us we have learned from Romans chapter 14 that there are two kinds of conflicts.
在罗马书第十四章，我们看到啊，基督徒当中呢是存在着两种的冲突。
One is the conflict where you can leave the church.
有一种冲突呢，发生的时候你是可以离开这个教会的。
But there's another kind of conflict that you cannot and you must not leave the church.
而另外有一种冲突的结果呢，是你是不可以离开这个教会的。
So in this chapter, the church in Rome had a conflict.
在罗马的教会当中呢，他们所存在的冲突是这样。
They had conflict regarding food and observance of days.
他们的冲突是关于食物还有某一些节期所引起的冲突。
Some eat everything and some do not eat certain food.
有一些人呢，他们什么食物是都吃的，但是有一些人呢，他有一些食物他觉得不能吃。
Some consider all days the same, while some consider certain days are more important than other days.
有一些人认为呢，一些日所有的日期呢都是一样的，但是另外一些人认为有一些日期比其他日期呢是不一样的。
So I need to stress again the nature of the conflicts.
我们想再次的强调一下这些冲突他们的这个本质是什么。
So the believers addressed in this chapter disagree in matters which are of peripheral issues or so-called the negotiable issues.
他们之间存在的这些分歧呢，是一些非机要的问题，也就是可商讨的问题。
And they were not disagreeing in the matters that are central, biblical doctrines, or of non-negotiable issues.
他们所争执的不是机要的圣经教义，或者是那些不可质疑的问题。
Now, in Christ, as believers, the Bible says that Christians have liberty.
圣经说在基督里我们是自由的。
In Christ we are free from the dietary law of the Old Testament.
在基督里我们已经不再受旧约关于饮食的律法的限制。
We are also free from the ceremonial law of the Old Testament.
我们也不需要再遵守旧约关于礼仪方面的规定。
We are free from the observance of days.
我们也不必再遵守关于日期的规定。
Now, when you read the Old Testament, you will find that there are at least three categories of laws given by God.
当我们读旧约的时候，我们会发现至少呢，神颁布了三类律法。
So these are the three categories. Number one is the dietary law.
第一种呢是关于饮食的律法。
Number two is the ceremonial law.
第二类呢是关于仪式的律法。
And the third is the moral law.
第三种是关于道德的律法。
Now the dietary law, for example, in Leviticus 11, regulates what the Israelites can or cannot eat.
比如说在利未记第十一章呢，就规定了这个饮食的律法，就是以色列人哪一些食物可以吃，哪一些食物是不可以吃的。
And the ceremonial law, for example, in Leviticus 22, regulates the temple sacrifices.
关于仪式的律法，比如说在利未记的二十二章就规定了在圣殿献祭的这个礼仪的规范。
And then the moral law, for example, the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, tell the Israelites what is right or wrong morally.
关于道德的律法，比如说在出埃及记第二十章这里的十诫，告诉以色列民在道德上哪些事情是对的，哪些事情是错的。
Now, in the New Testament, when Jesus came, God gave us a new covenant through His Son.
在新约里，随着耶稣的到来，神通过他的儿子给了我们一个新的盟约。
And Jesus Christ instituted that the dietary law and the ceremonial law are no longer applicable to people of New Covenant.
主耶稣基督宣布，在新约里面，关于饮食和仪式的律法呢，都不再适用。
For example, Jesus says in Matthew 15:11, "It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a person."
比如说，在马太福音第十五章的十一节，耶稣说：“入口的不能污秽人，出口的乃能污秽人。”
And in Acts chapter 10 verse 15, God showed through Peter through a supernatural vision that all food is actually clean.
在使徒行传的十五章十章第十五节神呢告诉彼得哈，通过超自然的意象告诉彼得所有的食物都是洁净的。
And then with regards to the ceremonial law of the Old Testament, the Bible tells us that the law was intended to point people to Jesus Christ.
关于旧约中仪式的律法，圣经告诉我们律法都指向基督。
All the ceremonial law of the animal sacrifices was intended to point the Israelites to the one future perfect sacrifice.
在仪式条例中的动物献祭都指向将来那位唯一完美的祭牲，就是那位即将要到来的完美的神的羔羊。
So in Hebrews 9:12 it says, He, referring to Christ,entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calf, but by the means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption.
在希伯来书九章第十二节说，不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用他，也就是耶稣基督自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
God tells us that the dietary law and the ceremonial law of the Old Testament were intended for a particular time for a particular people of the Israelite.
神告诉我们，旧约的饮食的律法和仪式的律法呢，是为着以色列民在一个特定的时期所制定的。
So these were intended to set the nation of Israel apart from all the other pagan nations around them.
这些律法的目的是在于把以色列民和四围的这些列邦哈、拜偶像的这些列邦分别出来。
Now, in the New Covenant, Christians are free from anything that are external.
现在在新约的时代，基督徒不必再遵守这些外在的条例。
From any law regarding food and observance of days.
我们不必再受这些饮食和日期的这些律法的限制。
However, we must know this. Christians who live in the New Covenant era are not free from the moral law of the Old Testament.
但是我们必须要知道，活在新约时代的基督徒仍然要遵守旧约的道德的律法。
Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ throughout the New Testament teaches us that.
为什么呢？因为耶稣基督在新约里面就是这样教导我们的。
When you read what Christ said, he always reaffirmed the moral law of the Old Testament in his teaching.
我们读基督的话，我们会常常看到他总是肯定关于旧约的道德的律法。
For instance, he would reaffirm the law against murder, adultery, lying, and so on.
比如说他强调关于杀人呐、奸淫呐、撒谎哈、这些方面的律法。
Now.As a New Testament believer, we have the liberty in Christ.
作为新约时代的基督徒，我们在基督里是有自由的。
Consider these following verses.
我们来看以下的经文。
Let's read 1 Corinthians 10:23 and then 1 Corinthians 6:12 together.
我们一起来读格林多前书这两节的经文，十章二十三节。凡事都可行，但不都有益处。 凡事都可行，但不都造就人。六章十二节，凡事我都可行，但不都有益处。凡事我都可行，但无论哪一件，我总不受他的辖制。
So in Christ, Christians are not restricted by what kind of food we can eat.
在基督里，基督徒不受饮食的限制。
And we are not restricted by the rule of days, observant of days.
我们也不再受关于这些日期的这些规定的限制。
And becoming Christians, we are now free from all religious taboo.
我们成为基督徒不受任何宗教禁忌的限制。
We are given the freedom to enjoy all the good gifts that God has given to us.
我们有自由享受神所赐给我们的一切美善的事物。
And in James 1:17 it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming from God, the Father of light.
雅各书一章十七节说，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的。
So there is no restriction to what we can enjoy of God's good gift.
我们享受神所赐给我们的美好的礼物是不受限制的。
This, of course, does not include anything sinful.
当然，这里面不包括犯罪的事。
The Christian liberty is not a liberty to live a life of sin.
基督徒的自由不是犯罪的自由。
We are free, free to enjoy the good things that God has given to us, except that things contradict with God's moral commandments.
我们的自由是享用神所赐给我们的美好的事物的自由，而不是违背神道德命令的自由。
Now,If you look around, there are some people today who tell us that Christians are limited in what they can eat or they can drink.
现在也有一些人说啊，基督徒吃什么、喝什么，这些是有限制的。
They are limited in what kind of entertainment they can partake in.
啊，基督徒参加哪一种的这个娱乐方式也是有限制的。
Some would say you cannot watch television or cannot watch movie.
有人说基督徒不能看电视，不应该看电影。
Some would say we cannot do certain things on Sundays.
也有些人说我们基督徒礼拜天有一些事情是不可以做的。
Some would say we cannot smoke cigarette or drink alcoholic drink.
有人说我们不能吸烟，不能喝酒。
Some would say long hair is not spiritual.
甚至有人说留长头发是不属灵的。
So let's think about it closely.
我们来仔细的来看一下这些问题啊。
Like, take for instance the issue about smoking.
我们拿吸烟这件事情来说。
Think about it. We know there is no intrinsic evil in the plant that we call tobacco plant.
我们知道烟草这种植物本身呢，并没有内在的罪。
And there is no intrinsic evil in drying the leaves of this plant.
我们把这些植物的叶子弄干呢，也。不存在所谓的罪。
There is nothing evil in cutting up the leaves and rolling them up in papers and putting them in between your lips and setting it on fire.
把这些干的叶子弄碎，卷在纸里面，然后放到嘴边点起来，这些事情本身呢，都不是邪恶的。
So there are lots of things that have nothing to do with morality.
其实在生活当中有很多的事情呢，都是跟道德呢，是无关的。
Things that the scripture do not tell us specifically one way or another.
有一些事情在圣经里面并没有明确地告诉我们是对还是错。
Things which are actually neutral.
这些都是所谓中性的事。
Things that are neither good nor bad, just neutral.
这些中性的事它不是好的也不是坏的哈，它是归在中性之类。
So these neutral things are the things that the liberty in Christ is made for.
这些中性的事情就是我们在基督里面的自由，我们可以享受的事情。
So in any church, there will always be people, strong believers, who fully understand their liberty in Christ.
在教会当中总是会有不管是哪里的教会都是会有一些成熟的信徒他们完全的理解什么是基督里的自由。
So these believers can enjoy all the good things that God has given them.
他们可以享受神所赐的一切美好的事物。
And on the other hand, there are some believers who are weaker.
另一方面呢，也有一些软弱一些的弟兄姊妹。
Perhaps because of the background or the tradition or the experience that they are bringing into their Christian lives.
也许是因为他们把自己的一些背景啊、传统还有经验带进了基督徒的生活。
So they bring a whole lot of taboos and scruples that cause them to believe that these things are not permissible or that things are not permissible.
他们有一些的禁忌哈，或者是顾忌哈，就让他们相信，就说啊，这个事情是不可以做的，那个事情是不可以做的。
Because of this, there is a conflict in the church.
正是因为如此呢，在教会当中呢，就出现了冲突。
A conflict between those who exercise their freedom in Christ and those who limit themselves in terms of their freedom.
这里的冲突呢，是这些行使自己在基督里的自由的人和那些限制他们自由的人之间所存在的冲突。
So in order to know what believers are to react in this kind of conflict, we are given the instruction in chapter 14 and then 15 of book of Romans.
为了让基督徒明白怎么样去应对这些冲突呢，我们就有了罗马书第十四章和第十五章的教导。
Remember, the unity of the church is very important.
我们要记得教会的合一非常的重要。
It is important in the eye of God.
在神的眼中，教会的合一非常的重要。
Listen to Psalm 133:1, it says, Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity.
请听诗篇133篇第一节。看呢，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
Jesus, before he went to the cross, in John chapter 17, he prayed like this, And I am no longer in the world, but they, meaning the church, are in the world, and I'm coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, which you have given to me, that they may be one, even as we are one.
在耶稣上十字架之前，在约翰福音十七章十一节记载，他祷告说，从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
So the desire, the unity of the church is the desire of God the Father and God the Son.
所以教会的合一是圣父和圣子共同的愿望。
And in John 17:21, Jesus prayed this, and that they may beOne, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, and they also may be one in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
在约翰福音十七章二十一节，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
The unity in the church is a testimony to the world.So that the world may know Christ.
教会的合一是向世人的见证，为要叫世人也认识基督。
Romans 13:35, it says that by this all people will know that you are my disciples if you love one for another.
在约翰福音十三章三十五节说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
So in Romans 14 and now in 15, the Bible tells us again what the strong in faith must do in the situation when they have a disagreement with brother or sister who are weaker in faith.
因此在罗马书第十四章和第十五章，圣经就再次告诉我们，信心坚固的人和在跟信心软弱的弟兄姊妹有分歧的时候，我们应该怎么做。
So let's look at verse 1.
我们来看第一节。
The Holy Spirit through Paul gives us this instruction. We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failing of the weak and not to please ourselves.
在第一节，圣灵透过保罗给了我们以下的教导。我们坚固的人应该担待不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。
As we can see here, this instruction is directed to the strong in faith.
可以看出这个教导是针对那些信心坚固的人。
It is very interesting that here Paul uses the word we who are strong including himself in this.
非常有意思哈，保罗在这里他说是我们坚固的人，就是他把自己呢也包含在坚固的人之内。
So as spiritual leaders of the church in Rome, Paul includes himself as those who must bear the failing of the weak and not to please themselves.
作为罗马教会的属灵的领袖，保罗把自己也包括在那些要担待不兼顾人的软弱、不求自己喜悦的人当中。
This is the mark of a good spiritual leader.
这是一个很好的属灵领袖的标志。
So Paul said, "Whatever I tell you to do, I too must do that the same."
保罗是在说，我教导你们做的，我自己也必须做到。
Now, why does Paul here address to the strong in faith?
保罗在这里为什么要专门对信心坚固的人做教导呢？
Why does he not also address to the weak?
他为什么不也去教导一下那些信心软弱的人呢？
Well, in fact, yes, he did address to the weak in chapter 14, verse 3.
其实他在第罗马书第十四章第三节呢，对信心软弱的人他也做了教导。
But we see here that Paul's instruction in these chapters are directed to the strong in faith much more.Than to the weak in faith.
但是在这里我们看到保罗对这些信心成熟一些坚固一些的人呢他是有更多的教导。
Now why is that?
为什么呢?
It is because the strong always has more responsibility.
因为信心坚固的人总是应该负有更多的责任。
Because if the strong is more mature in their faith, because they understood the freedom that he has in Christ,
因为这些人呢信心更加的坚固成熟因为他们明白自己在基督里面的自由
Therefore the strong has a greater obligation to the weak rather than the weak to the strong
因此呢、成熟的坚固的就对于软弱的有更多的责任而不能是倒过来
So in Luke 12:44-48 says Everyone to whom much was given of him much will be requiredAnd from him to whom they are entrusted much, they will be demanded the more.
路加福音十二章四十八节说，多给谁，就向谁多取；多托谁，就向谁多要。
So here Paul says, the strong have the obligation to bear the failing of the weak.
这里保罗说，坚固的人有责任担待不坚固人的软弱。
The word translated obligation is the word which means having a debt.
我们说负有责任这个词翻译过来也可以说是欠债的意思
It is a strong word
这个词的语气非常强
So the strong in faith owes it to the weak to bear the failing of the weak
坚固的人是欠有担待不坚固人软弱的债
And the word translated bear is the same word used in Galatians 6:2 when it talks about bearing one another's burden
我们翻译过来的担待这个词呢在原文中跟加拉太书六章二节里呢互相担当重担是同一个词
It means that to get under the load、
意思就是我们要负重
And to put the load on your both shoulders、
把重担放在自己的肩膀上
So the word bear is an active word
担待这个词它是一个主动词
It means to actively taking up the burden of the weaker brothers.
就是要主动的担起来不坚固人的担子。
And here Paul commands the strong to do it first or to act first.
保罗在这里是在命令信心坚固的人要先做，要先采取行动。
Now, when the strong is commanded to bear the failing of the weak, it does not mean.To just tolerate or to impatiently endure.
当我们说要保罗在这里教导说要担待不坚固人的软弱的时候，他不是说我们要去忍耐，要去容忍这些不坚固的弟兄姊妹。
Yes, the weak is failing. The weak does not fully understand the freedom of Christ with regards to natural thing.
是这些不坚固的弟兄姊妹他们不明白自己在基督里面的这些自由
But having said that nonetheless it is the duty of the strong to bear the weak
但不管怎么说信心坚固的人的责任是要担待信心软弱的人
It means this It means that I will come right under your weakness and I will walk along with you in your weakness until you grow to understand your freedomI will not abuse you.
这个意思就是说我愿意担起来你的软弱和你一起往前走 陪着你一起去成长，直到你明白你的自由，你在基督里面成熟起来。
So the first instruction Paul gives is for the strong to consider the weak.
所以第一个保罗给出的命令是坚固的人要顾念不坚固的人。
Also, we see Paul instruct the strong not to please themselves.
我们也看到保罗要教导坚固的人要不求自己的喜悦。
So in other words, if you understand your freedom in Christ, if you are strong in faith, you must consider the weaker brother for their good.
换句话说，如果你明白自己在基督里的自由，如果你的信心坚固，你就要为不坚固弟兄姊妹的益处而考虑。
You who are strong must not exercise your freedom for your pleasure with no consideration of other people.
我们行使我们的自由不是为了讨我们的喜悦，而不去考虑别人的感受。
And you who are strong, you must not flaunt your freedom.
坚固的人不能炫耀你的自由。
Do not make a show of your freedom in front of the weaker brothers.
不要在软弱的弟兄姊妹面前去表现你自己。
Do not abuse the feeling of your brother and sister with your freedom.
不要用你的自由去伤害了弟兄姊妹的感情。
Do not insist on your freedom when you have a weaker brother or sister around you.
当我们身边有软弱的弟兄姊妹的时候，我们就不要去坚持自己的自由。
So do not say, well, they should know better or they should grow up.
我们不要说他们怎么这么傻，或者说他们应该成长起来啊。
But instead, you must deny yourself. You deny your freedom in order to build up the weaker person.
反之，我们要舍己，我们要为了建造软弱的弟兄姊妹而舍弃我们的自由。
In the same way, this is what Paul meant when Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9, when he said, I am free from all men, I know my freedom,But I made myself servant to all that I might gain the more.
保罗在哥林多前书第九章这样说，我虽是自由的，无人辖管，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。
And in the same chapter, verse 22, Paul said, To the weak, I became as weak that I might gain the weak.
在九章二十二节他说，像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，为要得软弱的人。
In the body of Christ, in the church, it is the duty of those who are stronger, who are more mature, to build up the weaker brother and sister.
在教会这个基督的身体里面，信心更加坚固成熟的人，有责任去建造信心软弱的弟兄姊妹。
We need to help each other.In our growth, we need to help each other in our walk with God.
我们需要彼此帮助，一同成长。我们需要在与神同行的路上彼此的扶持。
It is true that as Christian, our growth is the work of the Holy Spirit.
确实，基督徒的成长是圣灵的工作。
But God uses our growth; He uses means for our growth.
不过神使我们成长，他会使用不同的方式。
And one of the means God uses in your growth is the other brothers and sisters.
其中有一种使我们成长的方式，就是使用我们身边的弟兄姊妹。
We all have the responsibility for the growth of the person beside you.
我们都有责任去帮助我们身边的弟兄姊妹的成长。
You can look at your person beside you and you can tell him or her, I am responsible for your growth.
我们可以跟身边的人说哈，说对你的成长我是负有责任的。
Not a single Christian can be healthy Christian unless he or she belongs to a church, to a small group, to a group of brothers and sisters who hold them accountable, and you likewise hold them accountable to you.
一个单独的基督徒不会是一个健康的基督徒哈，他必须委身于一个教会、一个小组，他身边有一帮他负责也为他负责的这样的弟兄姊妹。
That is the body life.
这是基督身体的生活。
Here in this verse, command us that the strong to please the weak for his good and to build him up.
这些经文呢，命令成熟的基督徒要为着软弱的弟兄姊妹的益处去考虑，来建造他们。
So when you do not insist on practicing your freedom in front of the weaker brother, you build him up.
当你不在软弱的弟兄姊妹面前呢，实践你的自由的时候，你就是在建造他。
And you give him the opportunity to grow.
你就给了他成长的机会。
Now we look at verse 3.
我们来看第三节。
The verse 3 says, For Christ did not please himself, but it is written, The reproaches of those who reproach you fell on me.
第三节说，因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
So what Paul is saying here is this.
保罗的意思是这样的。
When Paul gives commands for the strong to bear the failing of the weak, he is saying,You do so because you have a perfect example to follow.
当保罗命令坚固的人要担待不坚固的人的时候，他其实是在说，你们这样做是因为你们有一个完美的榜样可以去效法。
Christ the Savior himself is your example.
救主耶稣基督就是我们的榜样。
And in this verse, Paul quoted from Psalm 69:9, a psalm of messianic prophecy.
保罗引用了诗篇六十九篇第九节弥赛亚预言的诗篇。
A psalm that described what the Messiah would do when he came.
这篇诗篇呢，描述了弥赛亚到来以后要成就的事情。
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Creator God, did not consider his right as the Son something to hold on, but freely give himself up in taking the likeness of sinful man.
耶稣基督这位神的儿子，这位创造宇宙的主，他没有紧紧抓住自己神子的权力不放，而是为了我们完全舍弃自己，取了我们这些罪人一样的样式。
Jesus came into the world to be savior, to be the savior of people who do not deserve.
耶稣来到世界，成为我们救主，我们不配得的救主。
He came to rescue those who hate him, those who never give any thought for him, those who run away from him.
他来拯救那些恨他的人，那些从来不曾想过他的人，那些远离他的人。
While we were still sinner in our hearts, Christ came and laid down his life for us.
当我们还在罪中的时候，基督就来到世界，就为我们而死。
That is the kind of example we have.
这就是我们的榜样。
Christ has given us the supreme example for us to follow.
基督给了我们至高的榜样。
Jesus did not please himself, but willingly took on the reproach that man has toward God.
基督没有取悦他自己，而是甘心地承担了人对神的不敬。
If Christ were to please himself, he would not have come into this sinful world.
如果基督求自己的喜悦，他就不会来到这个罪恶的世界。
He would have stayed in his glory, the glory that he enjoyed with the triune God from eternity past.
他会在自己的荣耀中，在永恒中享受三一神的同在。
No, instead Christ came to please the will of the Father.
但是他没有这样做，他来求天父的喜悦。
From eternity past, triune God planned the redemption for you.
在永恒的过去，三一神就计划了对我们的救赎。
You see that in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
我们从以弗所书一章四节可以看到。
So Jesus did not live to please his own will, but the will of his Father.
耶稣活着，不求自己的喜悦，而是遵从父神的旨意。
Every sinners, every single one of us here, we have insulted God.
我们这些罪人我们每一个人，我们都顶撞了神。
In our sin, we insult God.
在最终，我们羞辱了神。
And Christ took that insult that we throw at God.
而基督承担了我们对神的羞辱。
So Philippians 2:5 says, "Let this mind also be in you, which was in Christ Jesus."
在腓立比书二章五节说，你们当以基督的心为心。
Christ went to the lowest low.To rescue sinner like us.
基督为了拯救我们这些罪人，把自己降到最低。
And the Bible tells us to imitate Christ.
圣经教导我们要效法基督。
You need to remember what Christ has done for you when you are called to bear the failing of the weak.
当他呼召我们要担当不坚固人的软弱的时候，我们要记得基督为我们所做的一切。
When you are called not to please yourself, but to please the weaker brothers.
当他呼召我们不求自己的喜悦，而要求软弱的弟兄姊妹的喜悦的时候。
Now you must remember, when Paul asked the strong to please the weaker brothers,
Paul, 我们要记住，当保罗要求我们这些坚固的弟兄姊妹要担待不坚固弟兄姊妹的软弱的时候
，Paul was not saying that we do this by sacrificing God's truth.
Paul 不是让我们要牺牲真理。
We must know when it comes to the gospel truth, we cannot please man; we only please God.
我们一定要记住，在福音真理方面，我们不能取悦人，我们只能取悦神。
But here we are dealing with the things that are neutral, things that are not gospel truth.
但是在这里我们处理的这些事情呢，不是福音真理的问题，而是那些属于中性的事。
So we see that the unity in the church can be achieved as each one of us believers conform more and more like Jesus, our Savior.
所以我们看到，当我们每一个信徒都越来越像我们的救主耶稣基督的时候，教会的合一就可以实现了。
Now, what have you learned so far?
好，我们总结一下，到目前我们都讲了哪些。
So Paul tells us to first consider the weak brother and sister.
首先，保罗教导我们要顾念软弱的弟兄姊妹。
Second, not to please ourselves, but to please the brother, the weaker brother or sister.
第二点，不要求自己的喜悦，而要求软弱的弟兄姊妹的喜悦。
The third, to imitate Christ.
第三，要效法基督。
All that believers are asked to do is to do what Christ has done and has set example for us to do.
所有对信徒的要求都是基督自己他已经做到的，他已经为我们树立了榜样。
And the fourth thing is found in verse 4.
第四点呢是在第四节。
Now in verse 4, Paul commands believers to submit to the word of God.
在这里保罗命令基督徒要顺服神的话。
Paul said, for whatever was written in the former days was written for our instruction and through endurance and through the encouragement of the scripture we might have hope.
保罗说从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们而写的叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望
Now earlier in verse 3 Paul quoted the Old Testament from Psalm and here he said all the writings from the old days referring to Old Testament were written for our instructions
刚才的第三节保罗是引用了旧约的诗篇在这里第四节呢保罗说从前所写的圣经都是为着教导我们所以我们看到无论新约旧约都是为着我们的好处
So here we see the affirmation that the Bible teaches that all the Old Testaments are for our benefit
所以我们在这里也看到了新约里面是如何的肯定旧约所有的旧约都是为了教导我们为着我们的好处而写的
As Christians, we must learn from the examples and the writing in the scripture if we want to persevere in our walk as Christian.
作为基督徒，如果我们要走在正路之上，我们就必须要研读圣经。
If we want to have hope, we must learn the truth from the entire Bible, Old and New Testament.
如果我们想要得到盼望，我们就必须学习整本圣经的真理。
When I go through time of suffering, for example, I love reading Psalms and find encouragement.
举个例子来说，当我受苦的时候呢，我就特别喜欢去读诗篇，从中间呢就会得到鼓舞。
And when we suffer, we can find encouragement from the book of Job, for instance.
当我们经历苦难的时候，我们也可以读约伯记，从中得到鼓励。
So first, to consider other.
所以首先一点我们要顾念别人
Second, not to please ourselves
第二点不求自己的喜悦
Third, to imitate Christ
第三点要效法基督
The fourth, to submit to the word of God
第四点呢要顺服神的话
And now the fifth, which is to pray
然后现在是第五点就是我们要祷告
Look at verse 5 and 6
好，我们看五节六节。
These verses contain the prayer that Paul prayed for the church in Rome.
这两节经文呢，包含了保罗对罗马教会的祷告。
Paul prayed for the believers to have the same mind.
啊，保罗祷告信徒们要同心。
A prayer for unity in the body.
这是一个求身体合一的祷告。
The foundation of the unity is that each should have the same mind as Jesus Christ, our Savior.
我们合一的基础是每一个基督徒都有和我们的救主耶稣基督一样的心智。
And when believers are united, they can bring glory to God, to the Father, and to the Lord Jesus Christ.
当信徒合一时，我们就能把荣耀归给我们的天父上帝和主耶稣基督。
And this verse echoes what Jesus said.That if we love one another, we are a testimony to the world.
这些经文也回应了耶稣所说，如果你们彼此相爱，就是为主做见证了。
By being united, we can serve the Lord much better than when we are divided.
如果我们合一，就能比分裂更好的来侍奉主。
Now in verse 7 to 11,Here Paul lays the foundation why Jews and Gentile Christians are to be united in the church in Rome.
好，七到十一节说到，保罗说明了这个什么是犹太和外邦的基督徒合一的基础。
Now at that time, if you remember, the believers in Rome were composed of Jews and Gentiles.
我们知道，当时罗马教会的信徒呢是由犹太人和外邦人组成的。
So in this verse 7 to 13, Paul reminds them of the gospel that Jesus is the Lord of both the Jews and the Gentiles.
这里在七节到十三节，保罗用福音提醒他们，耶稣是犹太人的主，也是外邦人的主。
Christ is the Lord of all Jews and non-Jews.
不管是不是犹太人基督都是我们的主。
The Messiah was not for Jews only, but for Gentiles, for all nations.
弥赛亚不只是对犹太民族的，也是对外邦人的，是对所有民族的。
This gospel is the gospel for all nations, including all of us sitting here this morning.
这个福音是为着所有的民族的人，包括我们今天在这里的每一个。
Christianity is not a tribal religion.Christianity is a universal truth for all.
基督教不是一个民族的宗教，而是对所有人的普世的真理。
And because Christ is the Lord of all, therefore there is now no distinction.
因为基督是所有人的主，所以就不存在的分别。
In Galatians 3 verses 28 to 20, 26 to 20, let's read together.
在加拉太书三章二十六到二十八节，我们一起来读。所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
Because of Christ, there is no distinction of Jew or non-Jew, Chinese, IndianWhite, yellow, or black.
因着基督呢，就不分犹太人、非犹太人、中国人、印度人、黄种人、白种人、黑种人，我们在基督里是一体的。
We are one in Christ.
我们在基督里是一的。
In 1 Peter 2:9, God says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light."
在彼得前书二章九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Now here I want to pause a bit.
在这里我想补充一下。
We the Chinese people have much to learn about this.
我们这些中国的基督徒在这方面有很多需要学习的地方。
Chinese people, in my opinion, are very race conscious and race centered.
我觉得我们中国人呢有非常强的这个民族意识哈，以民族为中心的这样的想法。
Meaning we are making too much distinction between Chinese and non-Chinese.
这就是说我们太过看重中国人和非中国人之间的区别。
For example, When we speak about advancement of the gospel, we mostly think about reaching just the Chinese people.
比如说我们说到传福音的问题哈，我们总是呢想到的，首先想到的呢是给中国人传福音。
And let's say, for example, when it comes to marriages, the parents often frown upon the children marrying non-Chinese.
啊，在比如说在婚姻的问题上哈，我们这些中国人的父母呢，常常不赞成孩子跟非中国人结婚哈。
In this aspect, Chinese Christian must be changed.
啊，就这方面来说呢，我们中国的基督徒需要被更新改变。
1 Peter 2:9 says that we are one chosen race, one holy nation.
彼得前书二章九节说：“我们是一个被拣选的族类，是一个圣洁的国度。”
And everyone who is in Christ, Chinese or non-Chinese, now belong to the same race. We are same race.
每一个在基督里的人哈，不管你是不是中国人，我们都属于同一个民族。
When we live in Africa for 2 years, when we serve in Africa for 2 years, my African brothers will call me brother.
当我在非洲服侍那两年的时间的时候，我们非洲的弟兄们会叫我，会称呼我为弟兄。
And I call this dark African tall guy. I said, "You are my brother too."
哦，我们也会给这个高个子高高的这个黑人哈，称他为我们的弟兄。
In Christ, we are one chosen race, bound by the blood of Christ.
在基督里面，因着耶稣基督的宝血，我们是一家人。
In Christ, we are one chosen race, one holy nation, Chinese or non-Chinese.
不管是不是中国人，我们都属于同一个被拣选的族类，同一个圣洁的国度。
Let's go back to verse 9.
我们回到第九节。
In this verse, it says that in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for His mercy.
这里说，并叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀神。
In order that the Gentile might glorify God.
为了让外邦人荣耀神。
What is the highest motive why the strong must bear the failing of the weak?
什么是让信心坚固的人担待不坚固人的最高的动机呢？
What is the highest motive why all believers must not be divided, must unite?
让所有的基督徒合一不分裂的最高的动机是什么？
It is the glory of God.
是为了神的荣耀。
When our hearts have a strong desire to bring glory to God, we will be motivated to unity within the church.
当我们的心有强烈的愿望要荣耀神，我们就愿意在教会里合一。
We will desire to unite with the brothers, strong or weak.
我们就盼望要坚固的和软弱的弟兄姊妹合一。
I want to conclude now by going back to verse 7.
最后想用第七节来做一下总结。
Therefore, accept one another, just as Christ also has accepted us to the glory of God.
所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神。
Receive one another.
要彼此接纳。
So the strong.Is to accept the weak, and the weak is to accept the strong.
信心坚固的要接纳信心软弱的，信心软弱的也要接纳信心坚固的。
Why? This verse tells us because Christ has accepted us.
为什么呢？这些经文告诉我们，因为基督已经接纳了我们。
The one who has brought us to God has accepted us.
这位把我们领到神面前的基督，他已经接纳了我们。
The one who saved us, both the strong and the weak, has accepted us.
这位拯救了我们坚固的和软弱的基督，他已经接纳了我们。
The Savior of mankind has accepted us.
这位人类的救主，他接纳了我们。
Each one of us who are so undeserving, so inglorious, so sinful.And we're dead in sin. Christ has accepted us.
我们每一个人都是如此的不配。我们曾经死在罪中，我们是如此的缺乏荣耀。但是我们的主他接纳了我们。
Each one of us who deserve eternal judgment, eternal separation from God, eternal hell, Christ has accepted us.
我们应得的是永远的审判，永远与神隔绝，是永远的地狱。但是基督已经接纳了我们。
We were enemies of God.
我们曾经是神的仇敌。
Because of his mercy and because of his great price that Christ has paid, he has accepted us and brought us to God.
因为基督的怜悯和他付上了极大的代价，他接了我，接纳了我们，把我们带到神的面前。
Because of that, in view of that, we too must now accept one another.
因为如此，我们必须要彼此接纳。
And what is the purpose of accepting one another?
我们彼此接纳的目的是什么呢
？We are to accept one another for the glory of God.
我们彼此接纳是为了神的荣耀。
Ultimately, everything that we do, we must do for the glory of God.
我们所做的一切最终都是为了神的荣耀。
To the glory of God means to reflect the glory of God.
为了神的荣耀，意思就是反射神的荣耀。
We are like each one of you. If you are Christian, you are like.Thousands of small mirrors reflecting the light of the sun.
如果我们是基督徒的话，我们每一个人，我们都像是一面一面的小镜子，在反射神的荣耀。
And when the body of Jesus Christ is united, we reflect the glory of God much more.
当耶稣基督的身体合一的时候，我们就能够更大的来反照神的荣耀。
So, each one of us who is in Christ, all Christians have liberty in Christ.
我们每一个在基督里的人，每一个基督徒都是自由的。
We are free from the dietary law, what we cannot eat or what we can eat.
我们脱离了关于饮食的律法的限制，什么能吃，什么不能吃的规定。
We are free from any rule of observing days.
我们也脱离了守日的这些限制。
We are free from any religious taboos.
我们脱离了任何宗教禁忌的限制。
Christians have the liberty to enjoy the good gifts we receive from the Lord.
基督徒有自由地享受神所赐的一切美好事物的自由。
We have the liberty, except the liberty to sin.
我们有自由，除了一样，就是犯罪的自由。
This liberty in Christ, however, is not a liberty to do what you want.
不过这个在基督里的自由并不是你想做什么就做什么。
God has given us this liberty in which we must exercise with control.
基督给我们的这个自由是我们需要有控制的。
Christians should not abuse their freedom in a way that causes other people to sin.
基督徒不能滥用自己的自由导致别人犯罪。
So what we have learned today is this, that liberty in Christ must be controlled by another higher principle.
我们今天所学到的这些是什么呢？就是我们的自由一定要受另外一个更高的原则的控制。
And that higher principle is a principle of love.
那个更高的原则就是爱的原则。
This chapter 15 calls all Christians who understand their liberty to be more responsible with their liberty.
在第十五章呼吁所有明白自己自由的人负有更大的责任。
They must consider the weaker brother and sister.
他们必须要顾念软弱的弟兄姊妹。
They are not to please themselves, but to please the weaker brother or sister.
他们不应求自己的喜悦，而要求软弱的弟兄姊妹的喜悦。
They are to imitate Christ.
他们要效法基督。
They are to be like Christ who gave up his right to his glory and became a servant.
要像基督一样放弃自己荣耀的权利，成为一个仆人。
And lastly, they are to do this in order to glorify God.
最终如此做都是为着神的荣耀。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, thank you for your words.
天父上帝，谢谢你的话。
Your word that instructs us in many different aspects of our lives.
你的话教导我们生活的方方面面。
Help us to apply what we learned today.
帮助我们把今天所学到的应用在生活中。
How we should love the weaker brothers and sisters.
我们应该如何的爱软弱的弟兄姊妹。
How we should love the unity of your church because you love each of these brothers and sisters.
我们应该如何的爱教会的合一，因为你深爱我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
In Christ's name we pray, Amen.
奉基督的名祷告，阿门。